This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast with Billy Brim. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Brim's classic message titled, Glory, Heavy with Everything Good. In this message, Billy Brim clearly shows us that the glory is not a side issue. The law of first mention ties the glory to copiousness, splendor, wealth, and honor. Listen as Sister Billy teaches on how we can enter into His glory and rest today.
Now the Jews, you see, they had their days like we do. I mean, not like we do, like God did in Genesis 1. The evening and the morning makes the day. So it'll start tomorrow night for us about sundown, and then it's over the next day at sundown. So it'll be Sunday night and Monday. Now in Israel, it'll start, 7 or 8 hours earlier than that. But you celebrate it how it is where you are. Hallelujah. Now, I truly believe, however you mark the years that are coming up, we are in for a great, wondrous period here. Yes. Now, so you obey the God. This is his calendar. Now, verse 27. On the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. Well, before we leave this verse 24, you remember how the whole world got so excited about that guy that wrote that book, 88 Reasons Why Jesus Should Come in 1988? Yes. You know what? The guy had a lot of good stuff. Might not have should have picked a date. He evidently missed it. But the day he picked was the Feast of Trumpets. He could be right. It might be that at that, those shofars, for they blow them much that day, he'll come. I don't know. His appearing. I'm talking about his appearing, not his coming. The Jews know when his coming is, and I pretty well know the time of his coming. But I don't know about the time of his appearing. But I do know it'll be on one of these dates, but I don't know which. Now, hallelujah. The reason why I don't think he'll come tomorrow, if that is the date, which I don't know. Don't go away, say Billy Brim made dates. We don't need to be so... Let's study what God has and consider it and set our hearts on it. Bless the Lord. Now, I don't think that it'll be tomorrow because the church hasn't walked in the fullness of the glory that God showed me in a revelation we will walk in. Now, I don't know how long we'll walk in. It might be 5 minutes. If it's only 5 minutes, we could all be glorified tomorrow and whew. But now don't go away and say I said that he's coming tomorrow or that I said he would come on the Feast of Trumpets. Now, verse 27. On the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. And this is the day they have the scapegoat and they all their sins and they look up to God and then he pushes them off for another year. Now, of course, Jesus is hallelujah. He's done that for us. Now, there's another great feast that comes in this month. We're coming into the high holy days. And I want to go to it, and then I'll come back to the 10th day. Verse 34, speaking to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. And this is the feast, in verse 39, that you're bringing in the oil and the wine harvest. And this is the great rejoicing feast. And in this feast, look at the end of verse 40, you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. Now that is the feast Jesus was born on, the first day of that feast. They were rejoicing and rejoicing and rejoicing for years. And then the angel came and said, I come to bring you great joy. Hallelujah. Now, but we're going back to the 10th day. Now the 10th day, verse 27, on the 10th day, there shall be a day of atonement. Now, go over to chapter 25, hallelujah, and verse 9. Well, no, let's start with verse 8. You shall number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto you 49 years. Then shall you cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement. Shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land, and you shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and you shall return every man unto his possession. Hallelujah. Glory. Now, the 10th day of the 7th month this year is September 30th. Is that the last day of this meeting, September 30th? 30 days has September, April, June, and November. So, you're going to be ending this meeting on the Day of Atonement. Now, some people believe, I don't know that the Jews exactly are counting this as a Jubilee year, because this is their year as they number years, and they've only been numbering since about 700, so who knows if their numbers are right. But this is the year coming on called 5759, which is not exactly divisible by 50. But if you count that this is a jubilee year since Israel was born again in 1948, this would be a jubilee year. 50 plus 48 is 98. So I don't know if God counts this a jubilee year or not. But if God does count this a jubilee year, you better hang on to your hats. On September 30th. Now, hallelujah. The Lord wanted me to point that out to you. Now here comes the horse. Bless the Lord. I feel in my spirit to call whatever might come forth from me, a message, messages, whatever, called unto glory. The whole Bible and plan of God calls the church unto glory. There are three groups of peoples. 1 Corinthians 10:32, God sees on the earth the Jews, the nations, and the church of the living God, the ecclesia. You know what the word ecclesia means? A gathering. We are a gathering. We're a harvest. We're a body unto Him. Now, this church, this ecclesia, has a place that the others don't have, really. And we won't go into all of it right now, but I simply want to look in the letters, for all the Bible is for you, all the Bible is to you. God can speak to you from any place in the Bible, but the part that's particularly about you is the letters. Tell you who you are in Jesus. Tell you about the rapture. It's so easy to read in Thessalonians about the rapture and not be mixed up. Unless somebody writes you a book and goes over in and gets some of the somebody that believes that the church has replaced Israel, and then they get scriptures from Israel mixed up with and then you don't get a rapture. And I heard one person say you could go up 6 inches, but I want to go higher than 6 inches. Bless the Lord. Now, for the church, our call. Woo! Glory to God. I'd like to be able to get this over to you. That book he prophesied to me about, I think I'm going to write a book and put all this in it. Bless the Lord. Now, that call to the church is unto glory. Period. And we're just going to look at a few little, we'll call these text scriptures. Now, we'll look at 2 Thessalonians 2:14 first. Say glory every now and then. You get what you say. 2 Thessalonians 2:14. Oh, and it's actually 2:12. Wrote down the wrong one. 2 Thessalonians. Hey! I got 1 Thessalonians and both of it says it. Whoa, I didn't even know that myself. Thank you, Lord. Turn to 1 Thessalonians 2. just looked up one little proof text, and it's practically the same in both the Thessalonian books. 1 Thessalonians 2:12. That you would walk worthy of God who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. Second Thessalonians 2:14. Now, folks, this is the gospel. I'm going to show you tonight that glory is not a side issue. Hallelujah. Nor is wealth. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians 2:14. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! Well, you've heard people say, don't touch the glory. Well, now, you can't take credit in that sense of the glory for what God does. You give him the glory for that all. My husband used to say, Billy, anything I do bad, do you blame me? Anything I do good, you give glory to God. Terry knows, my son's here, his dad liked to get a little glory now and then. He was a Cherokee Indian, and he liked to have all his family around his table on Saturday morning. We all would sit down and hear his tales of glory. It always reminded us of how they used to sit around the campfires. And this tales he would tell, in which he was always the hero. Now, people that knew Kent and knew me, they thought that I was the one who talked all the time and Kent was quiet. Not at home. And he was telling how he ran the touchdown fastest, farthest, quickest. He was a great runner and a great sports guy. And we heard all these stories over and over. And he'd come to a certain point and he'd look each one of the kids in the eye. What do you think of your old dad? And he loved antiques. He didn't look like he loved antiques. But
thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast with Billy Brim. Today you heard a portion of Sister Brim's message titled Glory, Heavy with Everything Good. To order this message in its entirety, please call our toll-free product order line at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. The cost is only $10 plus shipping. For information about Billy Brim Ministries and Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, you may call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877 or write to Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.